The market is either 214% or 238% of the economy. It depends who you ask. One valuation number has been all over financial media this weekend, and it is quoted as if there is a single correct value. There is not. Credible sources put the Buffett indicator anywhere from 214% to 238% right now, and the reason why is the whole point. The simple version. The Buffett indicator compares the total value of the stock market to the size of the economy. You take the market capitalization of all U.S. public companies and divide it by gross domestic product, GDP, the dollar value of everything the country produces in a year. If stocks are worth far more than the economy produces, the reading is high. This weekend, the number making the rounds is about 227%. The trouble is that other credible sources using the same name currently publish 214%, 218%, 219%, and 238%. None of them is wrong. They are measuring slightly different things and calling the result by the same name, and once you see why, the indicator becomes more useful, not less. The numbers, which is to say the numbers plural. Using the Federal Reserve's own measure of corporate equity value against the latest GDP estimate, one long-running tracker puts the indicator at 218.1%, calling it the fourth highest reading in its history advisor perspectives, citing Federal Reserve Z.1 and Bureau of Economic Analysis GDP. Using the FT Wilshire 5000 Index as the market measure with matched period data, the same tracker gets 214.1% advisor perspectives. A separate model using a composite market value gets 219% as of the end of the first quarter current market valuation. Another widely cited tracker publishes 237.9% Guru Focus. The figure circulating most in weekend commentary is about 227%. The underlying inputs come from primary sources, the Federal Reserve's Z.1 financial accounts for corporate equity value, the Wilshire 5000 Index, and Bureau of Economic Analysis GDP Federal Reserve, Bureau of Economic Analysis. Why one indicator has five values? Every version divides market value by GDP. The disagreements are entirely in how you measure the top of that fraction and which GDP figure you use on the bottom. The top can be measured at least two ways. One uses a Federal Reserve series that estimates the total value of corporate equities from the national financial accounts. The other uses the Wilshire 5000, a stock index built to track the whole U.S. market. These two do not produce the same dollar figure because they are built differently and count slightly different things, so the same idea gives two different numerators. The bottom moves too. GDP is published in estimates that get revised, an advance estimate, then a second, then a third, each a bit different. A tracker using the newest GDP and a tracker using last quarters will divide by different denominators. Some analysts also match the market figure to the same period as the GDP figure, and some use today's market value against an older GDP, which pushes the ratio around further. So a 24-point spread between 214% and 238% is not a mistake by any of them. It is what happens when a simple-sounding ratio has two reasonable numerators and several GDP vintages, and everyone rounds the label down to three words, the Buffett indicator. One piece of the history is worth stating plainly, because it is where the name comes from. The market cap to GDP ratio became widely known after Warren Buffett described it in a 2001 Fortune magazine interview as a useful single measure of where valuations stand. That is a matter of public record. It is also the reason a technical ratio carries a person's name, which is part of why it gets quoted as if it were one exact number. What the indicator can and cannot tell you. What every version agrees on is direction. By this measure, the market is high relative to the economy and has been for a while. That is a real signal about long-run valuation, and it is the same signal whether the number is 214% or 238%. What no version can tell you is timing. A high reading has persisted for years at a stretch in the past without a decline, and the indicator has no mechanism for saying when, or whether, a gap between prices and output closes. It is a thermometer, not a clock. The people who track it most closely say so directly. It is a long-term gauge and a poor tool for short-term timing. When a single statistic has 5 published values, the useful question is not which is right. It is what they disagree about, because that is where the meaning lies. What this means? The practical habit this teaches applies far beyond one indicator. When a number gets quoted everywhere as a single fact, ask how it is built, because the headline version has usually rounded away the assumptions that determine the answer. For this specific number, the honest read is high by every method, uncertain by construction, and silent on timing. Anyone using it as a countdown is asking it a question it cannot answer, and anyone quoting one decimal place is hiding a 24-point disagreement behind it. What this is not? This is not a prediction of where the stock market goes next, up or down. This is not advice to buy, sell, hold, or wait, and it is not a signal to change anything about any portfolio. This is not a claim that the market is overvalued, fairly valued, or cheap. This article takes no position on that and reports only that the indicator is elevated by every method and cannot tell you when anything happens. This is not investment advice of any kind. This sources: Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, Z.1 Financial Accounts of the United States Non-Financial Corporate Business, Corporate Equities, Liability Level, https://fredsdlewisftorg/series/ncbalk027s. Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, Fred, Wilshire 5000 Full Cap Price Index Will 5000 PRFC. https://fredsdlewisftorg/series/will5000PRFC. U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, Gross Domestic Product via Fred. https://fredsdlewisftorg/series/GDP. Advisor Perspectives, Buffett Valuation Indicator, June 2026 Update Example of the Fed Numerator and Wilshire Numerator Methods. https://www.advisorperspectives.com/dshort/updates/2026/07/08/Buffett Valuation Indicator June 2026.